Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid, spread even further in the second day on Saturday, and there's no word yet on who launched the plot. Varun Bhattar is chief executive of the cybersecurity firm RedLock.
They're going after organizations which are mission critical, where they really can't live without their data for too long. For instance, we've seen most of the UK healthcare system shut down because most of the hospitals under the National Health Service plans are completely shut down. They've lost access, and in fact, they're turning patients away.
Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Since then, businesses and individuals worldwide have been affected. North Korea today launched a high-flying ballistic missile that flew out over the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reacted. He said despite strong warnings from the international community, North Korea once again went ahead with the missile launch. It is absolutely unacceptable, he said. We strongly protest against it. The launch came just days after the election of a new South Korean president and a U.S., Japanese, and European militaries gathering together for war games in the Pacific. World Health Organization says now that Democratic Republic of Congo is facing another Ebola outbreak. Congo's health minister says three people have died in the northeastern part of the country. This is the first outbreak of the virus in DRC since 2014, when 49 people died of Ebola. Elsewhere that year, 11,000 people died. This is